It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
First day of the Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, whatever that is, right?
Whichever one it
you
is.
You just made all that up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, well, hell, y'all made up Friendsgiving. I mean, you know, same thing. Hell, y'all made that up.
Somebody did a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay, that part too. We rocking out this morning. We got D.R. Reese.
What it do?
I am the K-Mac one. And with a Sports Shop one, we got the firm Pamela T. Smith.
Good morning.
What's up, Pamela?
Good morning.
Doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Great. We got G Money behind the glass. What up, G?
What up, K-Mac?
How are we looking on this poll?
Our poll question brought to us, as always, by Oak Grove Tech. What was the most shocking result in sports this past week? And write-ins, of course, are welcome. But the majority of the voters believe the South Carolina Gamecocks, with their huge win over Tennessee at home at Willie B, was the most shocking upset in the sports world this past weekend.
Shout out to my JSU Tigers, undefeated.
Yeah.
Coach Prime.
So congratulations,
Texas State Tigers.
So
with the win on the Soul Bowl.
Oh, that's what it was?
Soul Bowl.
That's what Soul Bowl.
Who they played the Soul Bowl?
Soul Train.
Alcorn, the Soul Bowl. Soul Train.
In a beat of Mississippi.
Yeah, okay. The quick question. So they got the SWAT championship coming up.
Correct.
I thought it was interesting that, you know, they could be undefeated and mess around and lose SWAT championship.
Isn't that something? Which the SWAT championship is designed the same way as the as the SEC championship. You could do all that in the SEC and get to the SEC and lose that game, and like it could derail the whole thing.
That's right.
SWAC championship, same thing. All that conversation, all that undefeatedness.
I know.
All that undefeatedness.
It doesn't even matter, right?
It could go downhill. It could go downhill. Who are we playing in the SWAC championship, Reese?
I'm looking that up right now.
I tell you what, ain't.
Well, I mean, not bad. Well, we can't play Alabama A&M because they're in the same conference. So we couldn't play each other. I'm looking again. I can't see. I find
okay.
Because they're in the Western Division. JSU versus the Western Division champions. I think it's Southern though. But let me find out. Ooh. Maybe Southern.
I don't know if we want to play them again. Maybe we have a little chip on their shoulder.
Yeah,
they may be mad.
Hard
about
to beat somebody twice.
They may be upset about that. So,
But I just find again because I really want to see Central play them. In a Celebration Bowl.
What a culmination. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right. So I'm hoping that they.
And the Celebration Bowl is December 17th?
December 17th, yeah.
17th. The day before the day.
The day before the day, yeah. And
the day before the day.
The day before, the day and 7 days before the day.
Correct.
No, 14 days.
Before the day.
Yeah, day before the day, 7 days before the day, and 14 days before the day. People don't. Trust me. You have no clue what we're talking about.
Do the math.
Me either.
And it's exactly 9 months from the day.
That's right. Exactly. It really is. Wow.
December 18th it is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I know about 42 people with birthdays on December 18th. You know that? You
know it's what? A lot of people, yeah.
You even know a lot of
stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. A lot
of stuff went down 9 months prior to that.
Exactly.
On February 14th.
Yeah.
So if you do the math, you know, that's where you end up. But yeah, Celebration Bowl, it is lining up. So we're coming up on the SWAC championship with Jackson State. If they get this win, solidify this, and then they'll be looking at North Carolina Central University Eagles taking on the SWAC champions, Jackson State University in Atlanta.
Wow, that's going to
be awesome. December the 17th. What a weekend. It's all lining up. It's shaping up for the showdown. The last time Jackson State ended up in that position, taking on South Carolina State, they got their ass whacked. South Carolina State put a whooping on them.
True story.
Look, which nobody saw coming.
No, it was a shock to everybody, to be honest.
South Carolina State said, Oh, you don't think we play football? Oh, okay.
Let me show you.
But, you know, Coach Prime did talk about that game. He's been talking about it actually all season, about losing focus and, you know, staying focused, staying, you know, having attention to detail, and it can sneak up and get you. And with that being said, I think that's what happened in Chapel Hill.
Mm.
Drake made it. You didn't see Tar Heels. And which I keep saying this, I knew it was going to happen. They were looking past everything else outside of being in Charlotte for the ACC championship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I can't remember the date of that game. You guys remember the date?
It's
of that
the
game?
3rd, December I think. 3rd. December 3rd.
December 3rd. Mm-hmm. December 3rd in Charlotte, the ACC championship. And they were looking ahead to that game. I don't think they had as much attention to detail as they possibly could. I just think with the wide out having a bad day, I think at that point they just kind of like, oh, well, now what do we do? And they just played bad offensively, which is not characteristic of that team.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think he started listening to press clippings from Reese and other people.
I really think they have a lot to do with it. I put him out there. But sometimes you got to be mature enough to absorb
to take that.
To take that.
To take that.
Right, right.
Reese said so you got to be mature enough to take the accolade and not mess this up.
Do you think that's some of what Mack Brown was saying?
Yes.
When he kept saying
And plus the trap game, man. He had been preaching the whole time that this is a trap game because we're looking at everything. We're playing well. Then we got our
– smelling like a roll,
we got a real rival next week.
Right.
And we got Georgia Tech coming down. Like, who scheduled this, right? And we got to go play this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want to have out of this situation. But moving on to a little NFL action yesterday, I mentioned it before we went to break that some rumors in Charlotte, talking about the Charlotte Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
I don't know why I would call them Charlotte Panthers, but the Carolina Panthers. And it's Steve Wilks, the interim head coach, is looking like he may have a shot at this gig.
Really?
It's looking like he may have a real shot at being the head coach for the Carolina Panthers. And with that being said, Reese, I asked you this off mic in the Pam. What does he need to do? Like, if he gets the job, and I hope he does. Actually, I really do because
hope he does.
I do like Steve.
Yeah, I like him.
And I like what he's done with the team so far, right? But if he gets the job, how's he gonna fix it? Because you still got a quarterback problem,
right? We need a quarterback.
Still got a depth issue, right?
Yeah, but he has literally four quarterbacks on the team.
Right.
Sam Donald, Baker Mayfield, P.J. Walker, and
Matt Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Corral.
We don't know about – we think Matt Corral could be all right, but we don't know.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. P.J. gives him some excitement, but
I don't
think –
You know what you have there.
Yeah, but I don't think he can carry you 16, 18 games.
Right,
I don't think
exactly. Has he made a ceiling?
No, I think Yeah. He ain't mad at him. He could be a great backup. I think he could pay that role.
You know what I'm saying? Has he made a ceiling?
Yes. I don't think. Then those other two, I don't know. Just give them away.
Just give them away.
Yeah. Because Baker.
You know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get. And Sam, he's probably still seeing ghosts.
You're not going to the Super Bowl with Baker
Right.
Mayfield.
You're not.
You're not going to the Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield.
And you're not even going to the playoffs with Sam Donald. So what are you going to do? Mm. I mean, what are you going to do, literally? What are you going to do? So the answer to the question, I have no idea, Matt. Maybe you package them up for, I don't know who would take them, but
you see what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
Every time we go through this little quick scenario,
it's like
the Jets.
Yeah, now, hold up.
What? Why would the Jets take that?
Because they have a quarterback right now.
It's a little spoiled.
He's very spoiled. He's privileged, and
Steve Wilson probably killed him.
And he managed to put together 77 yards. He threw the ball 29 times, or 20 sometimes, and completed like seven or nine passes. It's terrible.
At least with Baker, you know he's going to be humbled after a loss.
And maybe he may play better under the bright lights of New York City and that kind of
Baker
thing.
Baker Mayfield?
I'm just saying.
Man.
That's a stretch.
Baker Mayfield.
That's a stretch.
Stretch. Okay.
That's all I got right now. So I can come back. Maybe I can come up with
something. Just give them away.
That's all I got. Just
ship them to New Orleans.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Should they take him?
Did you say
ship them? I mean, package them up. I mean, you know, you package them up and send them on out of here.
Put them in an Amazon truck and
just
send them off.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what we do here. I mean, so that's always a question for me. Like, great, Steve Wilks get the job, but how do you fix this thing?
Right.
And I'm sure being a, you know, a head coach in the NFL, this is his second stint as a coach, head coach, he has an idea what it would take to fix it and where they need to go. And but man, from the outside looking in, it's just what, where do you go from here? You know, four quarterbacks equal none. Mm. You know, Christian McCaffrey's gone, which I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Robbie Anderson gone.
Right.
Not sure that's a bad thing. Mm-mm. Right. But now what do you do? You know, how you, you know, Steve Smith ain't coming back. Cam Newton, well, Cam Newton could come back. I don't know if you want him back, but Cam Newton could come back. But we'll see, though. We could talk about it. But real quick before we get out of, let's listen to Steve Wilks as he talks about failing to close out the game yesterday.
I thought we played a great half of football, but a half is not enough. We got to learn how to finish. That's the key thing with us. You know, we got to protect the football down the stretch. Too many turnovers in the fourth quarter. And defensively right here, we had a takeaway, but it wasn't enough right here. We got to find a way to get off the field on third down. I think that was 6 for 15.
Ah, ooh.
Ooh.
You heard that.
Okay, maybe he do know what to do.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And by the way, Kendrick, our Twitter guy, yes, always on top of it, he said that the Panthers don't have to worry about either Sam Darnold or Mayfield because they're both unrestricted free agents in 2023.
Whew, thank you. Goodness.
So like I said, just give them away.
Thank you.
Or not just one reason to stay.
Right.
That's no, exactly not right. One. Don't offer one.
That's
nothing.
That's exactly right.
Shout out to Kendrick. You stop feeding
them. You, Kendrick.
You stop feeding them. Take their parking spot.
Right. Pull up and be like, where's my parking spot?
Matter of fact, you ain't look. You know the chair? You know they have a chair in front of their lockers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take their chair.
Not even that. Before they even get to the door, the key card stops working.
No, you got to let them in the building.
You got to let them in the building.
Got to let them in the building now. But when they get in the building, you're like, whatever.
Take all amenities.
Yeah. Go find your own shirt, your own jersey. like, hey, man, where my jersey? Man, you know what? He probably left it. Go back there. Look in that dryer.
Right, right.
Make sure Sir Purr gives him the silent treatment. No
yeah.
Way.
Yeah, don't nobody know you. Nobody know you. You know? He think he's one of those episodes of his commercials, you know, walking around that stadium. Nobody know him. Just walk by you like you don't exist. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese came back, man. We having ourselves a good time on this Good Look, Bad Look Monday. We're doing so many things today. All right, so we fixed the Panthers. We got them fixed? Everybody good?
Yeah.
We
feel better about it
now. I'm good.
Thanks, Kendrick.
Yeah, I'm good.
What y'all so to the before we move on, G, what we doing on the poll question so far?
Our poll question brought to us by Oak Grove Tech. What was the more shocking result in sports this past weekend? Write-ins are welcome, of course. South Carolina over Tennessee. Majority of the voters believe was the most shocking result in the sports world this past weekend.
Probably. TCU game, the struggle with TCU had, as I was expecting, maybe.
Yeah,
I expected TCU to struggle.
Yeah, I expect them to lose.
I was gonna say you guys took them out last week.
Yeah, I thought they would actually. You're right. I actually thought they would lose, but I knew they would. I mean, it wouldn't be a walk away. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that wouldn't be a problem. So,
is it coming?
Oh, did you see it? Yes.
Okay.
That team is not built for that kind of success.
Yeah. They're just there. Placeholder, as I said last week.
Yeah.
But they're winning.
They just survive another week. They'll be gone in a couple of days. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So speaking of the survival, Reese, we got we got, what's the team in Athens?
Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give you more things to remember about them tomorrow.
No, you won't. No, we won't hear that. Don't do your Thanksgiving like that. Don't spoil your Thanksgiving talking about things that don't matter, i.e. Georgia. And then we have Ohio State, Michigan, TCU.
Yeah.
TCU still teetering on the brink of disaster, so to speak. Because if they lost that game, we'd be done talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be done. But then we have Ohio State game coming up this weekend.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Who we picking?
Well, I don't know. You know, because Maryland had Ohio State.
Little Tua
was getting busy with him. And, you know,
had him lined up.
And they could have been looking past.
Again, Maryland, just like what you said.
Yep.
But then, to answer your question, it's going to be really interesting to see who falls based on.
One of those teams have to lose.
When they lose, yeah. And how far they fall.
How far can they fall?
Yeah.
So And between us and that number four spot,
yeah,
is either, and I got a feeling Michigan will be the one to fall.
Me too.
TCU, I guess they can win out the rest of the season now. And
yeah.
So they may be solidified. So really, it'll be one slot. Michigan. Who do you think the college football playoff committee is gonna move up?
I tell you,
because Clemson is still in front of us, I believe.
Yeah, they are one. I tell you, the team that's in
USC is still in front of us, I believe.
That's the team. I think it behooves them to get somebody from the West to be part of the scenario. Yep. Yeah, I really do, and I think if they continue to win, I think they're gonna be the ones that get their spot. Because I think Michigan, like you said, I think Michigan's gonna fall right now. The AP poll has Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, USC. Michigan will fall to like six or something like that.
Right.
And USC, everybody wins. Assuming Michigan loses, they'll be right there in the fourth spot. But TCU is still weak too. So, yeah. I mean, so it may be two slots available, Mac, because of that.
Right. Yeah. So if there's two slots available, Alabama wins the SEC championship.
They can't win the SEC championship.
I know.
Right.
Dang.
And you know the sad part about it?
I was trying to.
I was like, aren't they still Georgia,
even though Georgia,
because we can't get there. That's the problem. We can't get to the game.
Georgia's so happy. They got the easiest way to win this damn thing again because Alabama's not in the picture.
Right.
That's the truth.
That's the easiest way.
And the only reason we're not really not in the picture because we can't get into the
championship. Georgia will beat Alabama. We can't get. Not this year.
Yeah, we don't play yet.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, so the odds are they would be able to. You know, based on last game that they played.
What you want to say?
Together.
You trying to say something. What you trying to say?
No, I'm just going to say I don't think they got the easy route. I think they've been winning two, Reese.
We just can't get in a championship game. No. I've tried all kind of ways to get us in there.
No, you can't figure it out.
We can't get in there.
No, you can't get in there.
I've tried it. I've tried all types of ways to get us in there.
Unless some crazy like this happens.
Okay.
No, okay. Georgia Tech plays Georgia. Georgia Tech beats Georgia. It doesn't hurt them in the doggone SEC championship because they're going to go anyway. Exactly. But it may hurt them in the rankings a little bit. Because Georgia Tech, they 5 and whatever.
So the only way that can happen.
Right.
So out of those teams between us and
first of all,
TCU and Michigan. Yeah. Right? I'm talking about Alabama, by the way.
Alabama can't go. We have no shot. We have no chance.
I have never seen you guys. K-Mac work so hard.
You got to believe. Listen to me.
Are you a believer or not?
I got it.
Clemson's going to lose in the ACC championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Boom. Out of the way.
Right.
USC still there. I see no way we can get USC out of there.
Right.
No way.
Right.
So they're going to move up to that either the slot. Michigan leaves or
Ohio State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wild card is TCU.
Yeah.
TCU lost.
Right.
That puts us a little closer. Problem, we still got Georgia.
Right.
The best scenario is Georgia was to stumble. That's the best scenario.
Unfortunately, if we have a pandemic again.
How about we just take the rest of the year off and they shut down all the games.
And they cancel your whole bad season.
We just can't play the playoffs because of the pandemic. That's the only thing I see happen, Mac. I said, "Left, hell, we done."
Just take your arms and do this, and then see if you can stretch your legs and lay your head back because you fully stretch it.
It's got to be a way.
You know what?
There's no way. Give it up. Let it go.
I need your help, people.
And guess what?
I need your help.
And it hurts like hell. It really does.
I mean,
it don't have to be this way.
We don't have to.
It don't have to be like this. All you have to do was kick the damn ball. Twice. Tennessee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Tennessee. That's what I'm saying. And Tennessee, unfortunately, they're not even part of
the picture. I do have a fun fact that I picked to help make you feel better.
Oh, okay. We're good.
It was to make you feel better. You ain't never lied.
I want to hear this.
Yes.
So I was thinking about Alabama. I knew, you know, how you guys are feeling as it gets closer. When was the last time? Like, how many times have they been in the top five? And found out they've been in top five more than anybody.
I said that last week.
Well,
we knew that.
I'll give you a number. 451 times. It's not this year, but 451 times they have been in the top five.
Hold on, wait a minute.
And Georgia is nowhere close.
Did you just K-Mac me? 450 times. Not this year, though. But you've been there.
Yeah, you've been there. 451 times. You've been in the top five. Oklahoma is the closest to you at 430.
Since we've started counting things, we've been in that number.
You're right.
See what I'm saying? There's no such thing as let's start ranking things. Like, what's the top food? What's the top this? We've been in that number.
You have.
So this is odd. This just feels.
Well, that's why I've been asking this question feels odd. for the last three weeks.
Snow in July.
What's wrong? What's going on with the program?
It feels like snow in July to me.
I mean.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Kind of sun go around the moon.
What has happened that you've always been at the top? What has happened? Or is this just one of those seasons?
They got to just break out his soul.
Especially when they don't want to answer the question. They just start talking
about
stuff.
You say the best for last, baby.
Singing and all that stuff.
Well, what's the question then?
Yeah, what's the question?
The question is, does that make you... wonder, like, what is going on with my program? Because, y'all take ownership of that.
Wait, man, we're not like the Rams Club. We don't do all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't do all that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do all that.
So Alabama fans aren't doing that.
No, we don't. No.
Pam.
I'm just asking questions. That's what you want me to do is ask questions.
You know what, man?
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, like, we have a pedigree and a familiarity with losing.
I can tell that you don't, but it's
exactly.
By your reactions.
Yeah, So the best thing we could do for ourselves is say, oh, this normally doesn't happen, so it's nothing to see here.
Okay.
It's nothing to see here. This doesn't happen.
We're going to turn this around.
Right. Well, it could be, Nick said it. NIL, other leagues paying players, all kind of stuff.
All kind of excuses.
Wow. But all these things happen. It happens, right? It happened.
At the top five players, right?
Sometimes we struggle with our depth. It's in a rebuild year. We're in a rebuild year. We're going to end up sixth in the country, and it's a rebuild year. How about that?
Yeah, I mean.
How about that? I know some programs will mortgage their entire university to
have those five players that y'all had coming in.
To be sixth in the country.
It'll be a rebuild year.
Exactly. So it's okay. We're okay with that. Next time you come on a fun fact. How about a fact how we can get back into the college football playoff championship? How about that?
Come on with that fact. It's not going to happen. You're done.
I like those facts.
In my K-Mac voice and then my...
nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
You're done.
Real quickly, the Wolfpack. We're speaking of done.
Well.
Done?
They was down to their fifth quarterback.
Ooh.
Yeah. Done?
Yeah, fourth or fifth quarterback. They done.
Boy.
I mean...
My goodness.
Yeah, I want to remind people again the season high. Everybody, that's why I said,
Don't you even start it, because you were right over there. You were Heisman Trophy candidate.
No.
Don't you even start
really
that, Reese?
You were excited about this year.
NC State?
Yeah.
No, hell no, no. I was making fun of the fact that, every year they come out, they got a Heisman Trophy candidate over there, Devin Leary and all that. I do that. I'm not flip flopping. Matter of fact, I got receipts. Trust me, I'm gonna go back and find our conversation about this.
Graham, what did Reese come down after we came back from Charlotte about NC State, Devin Leary being a possible Heisman considerable candidate? All of these things going to the best defense in the ACC, This is their best team ever, blah, 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 blah. Reese was all in. Do you recall that? Put him on the spot.
Actually, I don't think Graham, were you even here then? I started in.
Just say no.
I was about to say for all purpose reasons, I'm going to say no. But I don't know. I just remember Reese saying everybody was making Devin Leary to be out.
Right.
To be a Heisman contender.
Thank you.
I wasn't on that train initially.
Right. He wasn't either then, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, you know I wasn't.
You can talk about somebody being a Heisman contender, but until that first game is played, and
ECU?
I think that game against ECU, high noon.
High noon, baby.
Down in Greenville was a great indication of how the rest of the season was going to go because nothing changed.
Yeah.
Nothing changed with the offensive play calling, with
what?
The scheming.
That is a good point.
Nothing changed. And I can't wait to go to the funeral on Black Friday and witness it in person because that's either going to be the dagger of the season or that's just going to be the final.
What you mean?
Hurrah!
What?
Do we? We're done. This thing is done here. I mean, what did you say? The fifth quarterback, Reed?
Yeah.
I mean, we're done here.
I think it's fifth quarterback.
Yeah, easy stay with me. We're done here, unfortunately.
Fourth the irony, what could be even worse after Friday, the irony that ECU and NC State play each other in a bowl game, because there are some bowl projections right now of that happening, and then ECU beats NC State in said bowl game. That would just be the true irony to the collapse of this season.
Only reason, because who would NC State have left to play? Cause that, I mean, they're down to the fifth quarterback already. I mean,
right.
I mean, who's going to do the punter? I mean, who's going
to MJ, I mean, MJ probably back, I think. He
thinks so?
Yeah. He'll be back by then?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, it's just
I feel bad for him.
But it's just remarkable how great this is going to be, one of the best seasons ever had in history.
End up like this.
Down to now.
Yeah, and I heard over the weekend the coach may be rumored to go to another school. So we'll see.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
for
he's done all he could do here.
Right. That's not a bad thing for all involved.
Yeah,
I'll
and that may be true too.
For all involved,
sometimes change is good.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you,
these people going down to the courthouse today, they got to have the same conversation.
They got to have that change.
They can really have the same conversation down there.
It was all good six years ago.
Right. I mean.
But
think about that. And we love him to death. Duke made a change, a guy that we loved over there, David Cutcliffe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Look, they have an unbelievable
year. Right.
New energy,
yes.
new vibe, new, yes. you know, everything's
yep.
changing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because we say this, Mac, all the time, be quiet. They always give us the same thing every year. It's the same,
year. We ended right back up.
Right back.
Right. Like all of this, and we ended right. I mean, the exact same spot that we seem to have ended. It's all of this, and we right back where we started. I mean, how's this any different than last year? Well, last year we ended up a little hopeful that you could say, you know, they snatched it from us because of, you know, the COVID, you know, issue.
Right.
They took our 10-win season.
That'd be even worse if they ended up playing UCLA in a bowl game, and then UCLA defeated them this season.
just to prove to you that last year,
that's what it was going to look like
last year. So. But I feel bad for the program. It's a tough one. I'll just leave it at that. That's a tough one.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.